and welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Emily, and Leo.
Hello! And each episode will tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you.
So it's 2024!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone! Leo, have you got any New Year's resolutions?
Well, to be more awesome is one of them.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard for you.
Thank you.
We had a really good Christmas, didn't we?
Yeah, we had an awesome Christmas in France.
We went to France to stay with the cousins.
And their three cats and one dog.
There were so many pets. It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah. We also went up a mountain and stood right next to a cliff edge.
I know, I was quite scared. You were pretty brave, though.
Hey, I was scared. I'm scared of heights, too. There was literally no barrier.
There wasn't at all, but we got such a lovely view, didn't we?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And lots of lovely food and presents. Oh, it was just great.
Lovely.
And now we're in January. I think there's something else coming up. I'm not quite sure what happens in January. Oh, it seems to have completely slipped my mind.
A certain birthday.
A birthday? I wonder whose birthday it might be.
Yes, my birthday's coming up in a few days.
And how old are you going to be?
Well, I'm going to be the big 1313 teenager.
Oh, no, I'm going to have a teenager.
Yay.
Does that mean that next episode we have to give you a birthday shout-out?
Oh, yes, I'd love a birthday shout-out. And on that note, let's move on to shout-outs.
Okay, who have we got, Leo?
Well, firstly, here's a shout-out to new listeners, Jess, who is 9, and Poppy, who is 7, from Borough Green. Jess is also turning 10 this month.
Oh, a fellow January birthday. Hi, Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
Hi, Jess. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for listening.
Next, a shout out to Luella Jean, who is 7, and her brother William Coa, who is 4. And they've been listening to Dragonfly Tales for 5 years.
Whoa.
Coa's birthday is coming up February 19th.
Also next month. Where are they from?
They're from Vancouver Island in Canada.
Hi, Luella Jean.
Hi, Luella Jean.
Hi, Coa.
Hi, Coa.
Thanks for listening.
Here's a shout out to Evie, who is 8.5, from Fremantle in Western Australia.
Oh, good day.
Good day. Her mum loves Emily's singing too.
Oh, thank you very much, Mum. Hi, Evie.
Thanks for listening.
Who have we got next?
Next, we have a shout out for Willow, who is 9, and Gabriel, who is 5, from Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, another Australian one.
They sent us an awesome smiley picture of themselves.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Willow.
Hi, Gabriel. Thanks for listening.
Here's a shout out to Sadie, who is 5, nearly 6, from Melbourne, Australia.
Another Australian one. Brilliant.
Her favourite episode is Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga. Oh, I love that one too.
Hi, Sadie. Thanks for listening.
Here's a late birthday shout-out for Malachi, who is 7, and his sister Nula, who aged 10, from Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. Do you remember Nula the storyteller?
Yeah, that was amazing.
And it's Malachi's birthday.
Happy birthday, Malachi. Thanks for listening.
And finally, here's a shout-out for some dedicated listeners. Abby, who is 6, and Vega, who is 2, from Massachusetts, USA.
Hi, Abby. Hi, Vega. Thanks for listening.
Oh, that was brilliant. And remember, if you at home would like a shout out on the podcast, you can get in touch in our Facebook group or you can email us, emilydragonflytales@gmail.com.
Tell us your name, your town and your age, please.
Oh, yes, and we'll put all of those details into the show notes.
So, Emily, what's your story today?
Well, Leo, my story is quite an icy, frosty story.
Oh, I'm feeling cold already.
Well, yeah, I thought it'd be good to do it just after Christmas and into January. It's a really, really famous fairy tale by the writer Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh, I think I know this story already.
Do you know any others that he might have written?
He wrote the original Little Mermaid, didn't he?
He did, but we're not doing the Little Mermaid today. It's quite an epic tale, so I've broken it up into three parts. So we're only going to do part one today, is that okay?
Yeah, I guess.
And then that means the listeners will definitely have to tune in for part two. Have you thought what the story might be? Ice, icicles, snowflakes, snow?
Could it be the Snow Queen?
It is. It's the Snow Queen. And how do you think we should start part one?
Well, I think we should start long ago in the cold north.
Excellent. Long ago, in the cold north, there lived a wicked goblin. He was so very wicked that he enjoyed it when things were ugly and people were cruel.
He sounds horrible.
Oh, yes. You see, that sort of thing made him grin, a horrid grin. How do you think he would have sounded, Leo?
Well, I think a goblin would sound like this, an evil goblin.
Oh, can you do an evil goblin laugh? Oh, yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
This evil goblin decided to make something just for fun.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
He made a mirror. But it was no ordinary mirror. It was a diabolical mirror. If you looked at a rose in the mirror, it would be rotting and covered in maggots. Beautiful countryside would look hellish, dirty and polluted. Lovely birds flying looked like flying poisonous toads. And people, the mirror would find any tiny bit of bad in a person and reflect it back to them, making them look hideous. Twisted faces, upside down bodies, horrible grins. The mirror took the beauty out of everything. And if the object had an ugly heart, the mirror found it and reflected it. The goblin was delighted. He laughed his wickedest laugh. That's good.
How could someone hate beauty this much, though? This goblin must really be evil.
Yes. He wondered, what was the purest thing of all? And how it would look in his twisted mirror. What do you think, Leo?
Maybe a really good person?
Yeah, maybe.
Or even someone holy or divine, like an angel.
An angel? What a good idea. The goblin wondered what an angel would look like in his twisted mirror, so he picked up the huge mirror and began to make his way up, 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 into the clouds to find an angel. But the higher the goblin flew, the heavier the mirror became. It got so heavy that the goblin struggled with it, and it slipped out of his hands and fell down, down, down to earth, where it smashed into 100 million billion pieces. They rose up into the night sky and looked for a moment like stars twinkling.
Oh, no.
Yes, you see, then a wind came and blew the tiny splinters of glass all over the world. Each piece of glass had the same power as the whole mirror.
But what's going to happen? The mirror could hurt lots of people, or even worse.
Indeed. Some of the shards went into some people's eyes and they stuck there. And everything that person saw was miserable and ugly and horrid. Of course, the worst thing was if one of the shards pierced someone's heart. Their heart would immediately turn into a lump of ice.
That's terrible. Imagine having your heart turn to ice. You would never truly be human again.
The tiny sparkling fragments floated around the world, missing some people and piercing others. And the goblin, he laughed and laughed and laughed. Now, it just so happened that a boy called Kai and a girl called Gerda lived in the top rooms of very tall houses that faced each other in the town of Amsterdam. They didn't have their own gardens, but they had a little bridge from Kai's window across to Gerda's, so they could walk across to each other's rooms high above the streets.
That sounds nice, but I would constantly be scared of falling off.
Well, yes, but they weren't scared because all along the bridge's trellis grew the most beautiful roses. The roses belonged to them both, and oh, how they loved to see the beautiful petals open in the summer and smell the sweet, sweet fragrance. Roses may bloom and roses may die, but we will be friends, oh, you and I, always, always friends, both you and I. Roses may bloom and roses may die, but we will be friends, Gerda and Kai, friends, both you and I. When winter came, with its harsh wind and snow, and the frost crept up the windows, Gerda would warm a little coin and hold it against the glass to melt the ice. Then she would look through her peephole and see Kai looking back from his window. The two friends would wink at each other.
Wink, wink.
That was their secret signal. Kai would come out of his window, across the little bridge and into Gerda's house. Then they would curl up in front of the fire and listen to Gerda's grandmother, who told the most wonderful stories.
That's lovely.
Well, one afternoon, the snow was coming down so heavy, it was as if all the angels had shaken their white wings upon the earth. Tell us a story, Grandmama. Let me see, something fitting for this snowy weather. Ah, I have it. It is time I tell you both of the Snow Queen.
The Snow Queen?
Oh, that's good, Leo. Will you be Kai?
Okay.
Yes, children, the Snow Queen, she who freezes the river's fast flow, smothers the land in sleet and snow, stiffens the flowers with silvery frost, sends blizzards and flurries so all warmth is lost. The Snow Queen is wicked. Her heart is not there, just a cold block of ice. So, my children, beware.
It's almost as if a shaft from the mirror has hit her heart.
Oh, yes, the wicked mirror. Maybe it had. Gerda shivered. Could the Snow Queen ever come to get us? But Kai said,
just let her try. I'd throw her into the fire and melt her.
But that night, Kai could not sleep. He got out of his bed and went over to the window. Perhaps he was hoping that Gerda would be awake too, but she wasn't. There was nothing to be seen but the falling snowflakes, falling and swirling like white butterflies. As Kai watched them, he saw that one big snowflake had landed on his windowsill. How delicate it was, just like fine lace. As the snow fell, other snowflakes joined the big snowflake and it grew and grew until it did indeed look like a beautiful lace dress, twinkling. And then there was someone wearing the dress, a woman, so beautiful she shimmered in the silvery light. Her hair was white as snow, her eyes like stars. She came right up to the glass, her eyes level with Kai, and when she breathed on the window, feathery patterns spread all over. Then Kai could not see her anymore, but oh, how he wanted to! He placed his hand on the window to melt the frosty breath, But she was gone. Had she even been there at all? Oh, it was just a dream, he thought, a silly story, that's all, and the snow playing tricks on him. He climbed into bed and he slept. Now, who do you think that woman was, Leo?
Could it have been the Snow Queen?
Perhaps. Winter was cold and harsh, but soon came the thaw. Little green shoots poked their heads through the earth. Birds began to sing and build nests. And the roses, their roses, began to bud again. In the summer, when the roses were in full bloom and their perfume filled the air, the two children would play on their little bridge, the very best of friends. Roses may bloom and roses may die, but we will be friends, Gerda and Kai, always, always. Friends, both you and I. As they sat clapping their hands and singing, there was a sudden blast of icy wind. It came out of nowhere, and the children clung to each other and shivered. Suddenly, Kai screamed.
Ow! My heart and my eye. Ah, I've got something in my eye.
Kai, whatever is the matter?
I've got a pain in my heart and something sharp in my eye.
Oh, here, let me help you, Kai.
No, get away from me.
And Kai pushed Gerda so hard she fell back, shocked and confused.
Wait, don't tell me.
Two splinters.
From that wicked mirror.
One had pierced Kai's heart and had already turned it to a block of ice.
Leave me alone, Gerda. I hate you.
Gerda began to cry. The second splinter flickered in Kai's eye.
Stop your silly snivelling. It makes you look so ugly. I can't even bear to look at you, you ugly, stupid girl. All these disgusting roses with their rotten black spots and stinking smell.
He stood up and tore the roses, throwing their beautiful petals down into the street until not one remained. Gerda watched with tears in her eyes as the petals floated down into the mud.
Now take your silly games and your ugly face and leave me alone.
He stomped back to his house and slammed the door.
That horrible mirror.
Really is horrible. She asked him every day, Kai, will you come and play? But the answer was always the same.
Go away, Gerda.
Gerda sat in front of the fire. What has happened to Kai, Grandmama? He's changed. He's so cruel now. Grandmother would cuddle her as she cried and stroke her hair. I do not know, my dear. I do not know. But she did. Winter came around again and the snow fell in great crystally petals. The streets were filled with children building igloos, sledging and having snowball fights.
That sounds fun.
It does. Gerda knocked gently on Kai's door. Kai, will you come out today and play with me? The snow is everywhere. Oh, we could have such fun. A thin, icy voice came from inside.
Why would I want to play your baby games? I'm going out to play with the older boys, so you can just go away.
He's become so mean, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But the older boys didn't like Kai because he was mean and always grumpy, so none of them wanted to pull him on his sledge. Kai sat sulking in the snowy streets, listening to all the children laughing and playing, when he heard another sound. The sound of horses' hooves. He turned his head and saw two snow-white horses galloping towards him and the other children. And behind them the horses pulled a grand sleigh that glittered as if it was covered with a million diamonds. The children gasped as it sped past them, driven by a fine lady dressed all in white. She didn't look at the children at all, but merely pulled on the reins to slow her horses to a stop.
Who is she?
Who's that woman?
She looks so beautiful. She must be royalty.
Yeah, she must be a princess or something. But Kai was still angry with the other children.
If they won't pull my sledge, I'll find another way.
He tied his old wooden sledge to the back of the grand silver sleigh.
Watch this, you idiots!
He shouted, and then he clambered on his sledge, and as soon as he did, the beautiful woman cracked her whip. Away went the horses and the sleigh and Kai, whooshing through the snow all the way down the street.
This won't end well.
Kai gripped onto the rope for dear life as the woman cracked the whip again, and the horses began to gallop faster and faster as Kai bumped and jolted along behind the great sleigh, faster and faster out of the town and through the fields. Kai was swinging this way and that, gasping and gasping, the snow flurries flying in his face.
Stop! Please!
But the horses surged on as Kai's old sledge began to break into pieces until he found he was being dragged behind the sleigh on the ice.
Please stop! Please!
Suddenly the horses slowed and came to a halt. Kai was shaking and still clinging to the rope when he heard the woman speak, each word sparkling and tinkling. What have we here? Kai looked up at the beautiful woman. He recognised her somehow. Climb up into my sleigh, child, and let me warm you in my fur cloak. Kai did as he was told, and the woman wrapped her soft fur cloak about him. Do you know me?
Yes, you are the Snow Queen.
And you are Kai. You are safe with me. And she kissed his forehead with her chilly lips. I shall take you to my palace. Would you like that?
Don't trust her!
She cracked the whip and the horses thundered into movement, pounding the powdery snow with their hooves, until soon Kai thought they were galloping on the snowy wind, up and up into the night sky. He looked up and watched the snowflakes swirling down and down and fell asleep to the sound of their hooves. Sometimes he would wake. The wind cold and icy on his face, he would look out and see the world beneath him. Mountains and rivers all frozen into solid ice. And then he would drift into sleep once more. When he finally awoke, he was still wrapped in the fur cloak. But the horse's hooves had stopped. He sat up and gasped in wonderment. Kai was standing deep in the heart of the Snow Queen's palace. What do you think her palace looks like, Leo?
Well, I think the walls shimmer and sparkle like stars.
Oh, beautiful.
Maybe icicles hang from the ceiling.
Ooh,
like
icicles.
Blue daggers.
Oh, they could be dangerous if they fell.
And the queen has this beautiful frozen throne.
Oh, how grand. Where is the queen now?
Sitting on the throne, her icy eyes staring at Kai.
Welcome to my home, Kai. Welcome to your new home. You shall stay here with me forever.
Oh, no.
And Kai could only see the Snow Queen's beauty. And because his heart was a block of ice, he did not care about going home, or his family, or grandmother, or Gerda. In fact, he couldn't even remember who she was. He forgot her completely. Back home, Gerda had not forgotten Kai, And as each day passed and he was not found, she became more and more afraid for him. You see, many in the town said he must be dead. Perhaps he'd fallen through the ice of the river and was drowned.
He can't be dead.
Well, Gerda knew he couldn't be dead. She wouldn't believe it. I know he's not dead, Grandmama. Perhaps not, Gerda, but we have searched for him now for weeks and weeks. It is almost spring, and still no sign. Here, dry your eyes, my child. I have a little present for you. Grandmama gave Gerda some lovely red shoes to cheer her up, and they did for a little while. But one day, when the warm spring breeze returned, Gerda sat upon the bridge and noticed something. A rosebud. I thought Kai had destroyed them all, but here you are, little bird. He must be alive.
Roses may bloom and roses may die, but we will be friends, Gerda and Kai, always, always. Friends, both you and I.
That night, when Grandmother was snoring peacefully, Gerda kissed her goodbye and crept out of the house in search of Kai.
She's so brave and loyal.
She is.
Going up for her friend like that.
She had no idea where to look, so she headed to the river, which flowed through and out of the town. Gerda walked along its banks until she was out into the fields. The sun rose pink in the sky, and the larks spiraled above her head. Gerda sat down and looked at the river.
Oh, river, is it true? Have you taken my Kai from me? Is he swallowed and drowned?
The river lapped at the bank but said nothing.
If you will tell me, I will... I will give you my lovely red shoes.
And she took off her new shoes and flung them into the river. But the river had not taken Kai. It floated the pretty shoes back to the bank as if to tell her so. Gerda did not understand. She thought she'd not thrown them far enough. She saw a little boat jutting out into the swirling current, so she climbed in, stood out at the end of the boat, and threw the shoes into the deep water. Are you ready, Leo? After three.
One, two, three.
Whee!
Splash.
This rocked the boat, which was not tied up, and it began to float down the river very fast.
Oh, no! Stop! Stop, little boat! Let me out!
Hold on!
The boat floated through the currents, down the rapids, as Gerda clung to the side. Faster and faster, the boat sailed away from the town until it finally slowed, and the river became gentle and lazy.
Oh, perhaps the river will take me to Kai.
The boat floated downriver all afternoon until it came toward a little jetty, behind which was a cottage and a beautiful flower garden.
Hello? Help me! Is anybody home?
Out in the garden was a funny old woman, wearing a large sun hat painted with wonderful flowers.
Who's there? Who's calling? Oh my! Oh, a child in a boat! Oh, wait there! I'm coming!
The old woman hobbled down to the jetty on a wooden crutch. She stretched it out, hooked the boat, and pulled Gerda safely to the jetty.
Phew, that was an adventure.
Oh, it was. My word, child, what an adventure you must have been on. Come in, and you can tell me all about it.
She sounds nice.
She does. Gerda followed her up the path to the garden.
Oh, you have the most beautiful flowers in your garden.
Oh, yes. They all have their own stories to tell, if you will listen.
Inside, the old woman placed a bowl of ruby-coloured cherries on the table.
Now, you sit here and eat up. You must be half-starved. Now, tell me, what brings you so far from home?
The cherries looked so inviting that Gerda began to eat them delightedly.
Thank you. I have come such a long way. Oh, look at your hair. What a tangle it is. Let me comb it for you.
The old woman produced a golden comb and began gently combing Gerda's hair as she ate the cherries.
You were saying?
Oh, yes, I've come such a long way. I'm on a quest.
Oh, a quest! How exciting!
She combed and she combed Gerda's hair.
This is starting to get suspicious.
Yes. A quest. I'm looking for something.
Oh, yes, more cherries, I suspect. Eat up now.
Yes, that must be it. I was looking for cherries. The old woman combed and combed Gerda's hair.
What's this golden comb doing to her?
Oh, how I've wished for a little girl of my own. Oh, it's very lonely here with only the flowers for company.
Flowers? Yes, something about a flower. Oh, but I can't remember just now.
Oh, never you mind. You'll be very happy here. I have flowers and cherries. All for you, Gerda. All for you, Gerda.
Soon, Gerda had forgotten. She had forgotten about Kai.
What? She's forgotten about Kai? How?
Well, the old woman was a powerful sorceress.
A sorceress?
A witch. The next day she fed Gerda cherries and combed her hair so that she would not remember. So that she did not leave. But the old woman was concerned about one thing. She wanted Gerda to stay with her forever, but she knew that if Gerda went into the garden, she might see a flower and remember Kai. Can you think, Leo, what flower would remind her?
Surely a rose, just like the ones they had on their bridge.
Rose, yes. So when the moon was full, the old woman went out into the garden and woke up the rose bush.
Ah, mother dear,
we were sleepy
and dreamy.
Hush now, and down you go, into the earth. She'll never know.
And with a wave of her hand, the rose bush sunk down into the earth and could not be seen.
That should do it.
Oh no, she's never going to remember Kai now.
Every day, the old woman combed Gerda's hair, fed her cherries, and let her play in the garden. The old woman was right. Every flower had a story to tell. And Gerda was a good listener. The violets were sweet and shy.
Hello, Gerda. It's such a lovely day.
Oh, yes, a lovely day.
The irises were regal and a bit snooty.
Oh, Gerda, your knees are grubby again.
Oh, yes, did we not tell you about the time we bloomed for the Queen of France?
Yes, so elegant she was.
So elegant. The geraniums were funny, if a bit silly.
Gerda, why did the chicken cross the road?
What's a chicken?
I think it's a can of pasta.
What's pasta? I don't know, actually.
The petunias were always quarrelling with each other.
Let me tell the story this time. So...
No, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
No, yeah, but I tell the story better than you.
Oh, really? Well, remember that last
time? No, it's my turn. Gerda, listen to me!
Gerda, listen to me!
And the marigolds would tease everyone.
Look at them quarrelling over there over a silly story.
Oh, petunias are so petty, aren't they?
Yes.
Gerda tried to talk to the poppies, but they tended to fall asleep mid-sentence.
Sir, how's your girl?
How are you?
The narcissists were always preening themselves.
Oh, my God, I look stunning!
Oh, you do. I do too, though.
Oh, you do? You look so stunning.
Gerda, do you want to know how beautiful
we're
we are?
We're so beautiful, Gerda.
And the primroses loved her company and were always a bit sad when she had to leave.
Gerda, we've got so much to tell you.
No, Gerda, don't go. Oh, don't, she's going inside. Gerda, don't leave us.
No!
But Gerda somehow felt that there was something missing. She could almost remember. But when the old woman combed her hair in the evening, she had quite forgotten. Until one day. It was very hot and sunny. The bees buzzed and the flowers chattered. Gerda looked for a shady spot in the garden, but couldn't find one, so she went inside. The old woman was snoozing and had left her huge sun hat on the table. Perfect! Oh, I'm sure she won't mind if I just borrow it. As Gerda stood in front of the mirror, trying on the hat, she noticed the beautiful flowers painted on it. There was one flower, right in the centre.
A rose!
Rose. There are no roses in the garden. Roses! Kai! I'd forgotten about Kai! Oh, what a wicked friend I am!
Yes, but she remembered.
Gerda ran into the garden in floods of tears. She knelt down by the flower bed and wept, her tears falling into the earth. Her warm tears awakened the rosebush that pushed its way up and out of the soil and burst its blooms open for her. Oh, Rose, sweet Rose, I had forgotten Kai. Is he dead?
Hush, Gerda. Kai is not dead. We have been deep in the earth, and he is not there. Your love will save him. Only your love.
Then I must go and find him. And she ran through the garden, climbed over the wall and down onto a dirt track. All around her, it was autumn. How long was I there? Oh, Kai, I'm coming! And I think we'll have to leave Gerda there for this episode.
No!
Oh, come on. Just for now, though, are you ready? It's... The end. So, Leo, did you like part one of The Snow Queen?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
It was. What was your favourite bit so far?
Well, I liked that the woman was not just a kind old lady, but was actually a sorceress.
Mm.
And I also liked that Gerda's love prevailed and she was able to remember Kai in the end.
Yeah. Do you think the old lady is the Snow Queen?
No, but it seems as if she's lonely and she's resorted to having to do that to get someone to be with her.
Mm. Do you think Gerda will meet any other characters on the way?
I'm sure she will.
And what do you think will happen next?
Well, I think, or at least hope, that Kai can break the mirror's curse. Or at least Gerda can get to him in time.
Yeah, me too.
So that's it for this episode. Thanks to all of our listeners for being so patient over the holidays. and we'll have part two of The Snow Queen coming very soon.
And if you are enjoying our podcast, we would really love a review from you saying how much you love us.
Give us 5 stars, please.
Oh, yes. And make a little donation on the website to keep us going. And thank you so much. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily and Leo.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll be back with part two soon. But until then, roses may bloom and roses may die.
What could be in store for Gerda and Kai?
Happy New Year!
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Leo and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook. Find us on Instagram at Dragonfly Tales Pod. And follow us on Twitter at Emily Dragonfly.
That doesn't sound very icy and cold.
Go away, girl. No.
Wind, my only friend.